everyone. Opening up the Senate Committee on Judiciary. We have a number of bills that are scheduled for public hearing. I will tell you the vast majority of them are not going to be heard today. What we are going to do is start with a public hearing on Senate Bill 406. Once I have all three councils in, then we'll go ahead and make sure I cross the T's and dot the I's on the others. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up a public hearing on Senate Bill 406. And I'm going to allow Aaron to give us a preview.
And thank you, Chair Przanski, members of the committee. Senate Bill 406 pertains to the period of time after which a person is permitted to petition for the restoration of driving privileges. In Oregon, under ORS 209235, a lifetime driver's license suspension actually lasts for 10 years. That law is less than 10 years old, so the legislature is still serving the process of figuring out how it'll be implemented when 10 years hits. Basically, Senate Bill 406 provides that a person who is so revoked and receives a probationary sentence may petition for reinstatement 10 years after sentencing from the date they were sentenced on the crime that actually led to the revocation. That's an ambiguity in the law. The Dash 1 amendment provides that a person must petition for reinstatement in the county in which their driving privileges were originally revoked. Presently, it's the county in which they reside. It also provides that a court may not order the reinstatement of driving privileges unless the person shows proof that they have completed an alcohol or drug treatment program in a facility approved by OHA or similar in another jurisdiction.
All right, I have three people, I believe, who want to give testimony today on 406. Ann Pratt, Elijah Michalowski, and Michael. I'm going to think it's Wayne Hulson or Hansen. It's just scrambled down here, so I'm not sure. Hopefully I didn't butcher too much. If the three, yes, all three of you, please come forward. What I'm going to ask each of you to do is, if you're handing in written material, please do not read it. I'll cut you off if you try. Summarize, and we, as you can see, have a full room with a lot of other things we need to deal with today. And did you want to start off?
Okay. Good morning, Chair Przanski and members of the committee. I'll make this very short. I'm here today my name is Ann Pratt. I'm here today to testify on behalf of the Governor's Advisory Committee on DUII. You do have a statement from our Chair, Chuck Hayes, but I was asked to give a few words. The Governor's Advisory Committee on DUII is, at least in part, responsible for these amendments. It took place over a two-year period and over discussions. January 2012 will mark the 10th year since felony DUI law was enacted. Under Oregon law, 83 of these felony DUI offenders will become eligible to petition the court in 2012. Beginning 2014, the third-time misdemeanor will also become eligible, and it will be about 650 at that point. By 2017, there will be 1,400 of these offenders. These are the repeat high-risk offenders and are the worst of the worst. They are the most dangerous and most resistant to change and cannot be trusted. We have offenders in the state that are on their third DUI felony. These offenders are to be taken with deadly seriousness. If we are to allow these dangerous offenders to share our roadways, it is reasonable to require tougher criteria for their Oregon driver's license reinstatement, and hopefully it will help ensure the safety of the rest of us. The GAC agrees with all the amendments and fully supports them, and just want to remind you that driving in Oregon is a privilege, not a right, and we have the right to be safe on Oregon highways. The GAC urges you to pass Senate Bill 406 with the Dash 3 amendments. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you. Who would like to go next?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Michael Winhausen, I'm representing the Oregon District Attorneys Association. I just want to briefly discuss the impacts of the three amendments that were discussed by Mr. Knott. With regard to the first, which requires that the person who lost their privileges must go to the jurisdiction within which they lost them in the first place, that's going to achieve the goals of reducing costs and expediting the process. With the records there, with the people that were involved there, it's going to make it a lot easier for the system to deal with the process that's going on rather than having to dig up all the records, get them sent to whatever jurisdiction happens to be the place where the petitioner resides. With regard to the second and third amendments, the second amendment, which tolls the 10-year period if the person receives a another driving criminal conviction, seems to make sense. It would be, frankly, unreasonable for a person who is on one of these permanent revocations, who's committed a major traffic crime or been convicted of multiple driving under the influence of intoxicants cases, to be able to commit further driving offenses and not suffer a consequence, which in this case would be resetting the 10-year period, which seems to make perfect sense and is certainly a public safety issue. The third requires that individuals need to go through the same alcohol or drug treatment programs that we already require for license reinstatement for lesser numbers of driving under the influence of intoxicants cases. And so that just seems to be a logical extension, that they must go through this treatment program in order to get their license reinstated as a prerequisite. These are all things that, again, are going to expedite the process, reduce costs, and promote public safety. And so the Oregon District Attorney's Association supports these amendments.
Thanks, Michael.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Elijah Michalowski, Lincoln County DA's office, also here on behalf of ODAA. Hey, I don't have a whole lot to add. Don't want to duplicate what's already been said, but I will say that you know, for the amendments, the part that makes it so that it has to be done in the county of conviction rather than the county of residence. A couple things that weren't touched on that. It is that's not only good for, you know, the local DA's office, it's good for the local court. We also think it's good for the petitioner. We think it's good for him because it's going to be more efficient in getting the records. And it's not, we don't believe that it'll be an undue hardship to make them travel there because these hearings could be held telephonically. There's no reason, and under current law, that they couldn't be if it were some sort of hardship for them to travel. Well, and many of these offenders may actually be out of the state at this point now, which is another reason why the county of conviction and is the best county to have it in. And other than that, I'm available if the committee has any questions.
All right, thank you. Any questions for anyone on the panel? All right.
Mr. Chair, I need to make a correction. I ask you to pass Senate Bill 406 with the -3 amendments. I meant to say -1 amendments. Sorry.
You were getting ready to ask what the -3s were.
Sorry. Thank you.
All right, so everyone's on board. We have a -1 that we want to adopt, correct? And council, all right, is there anyone else who wants to testify today on Senate Bill 406? Not seeing one. Closing the public hearing on Senate Bill 406. And council, we do have the -1, but we don't have the physical. All right, chair, we'll take a moment. I'm going to open up a work session on.
You need to find them. Are they in the stack? Or were they on the S drive? Because we don't have them.
All right, we're going to carry. We'll just carry it over since it looks like some members may not have the amendment in front of them. All right, so we're going to carry over Senate Bill 406 till tomorrow, which will be April 20th. And where's my cheat sheet? Make sure I got this over.
Yeah, I don't have it.
We'll make sure.
I have the SMS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the intent at this point will be to move the -1s into that bill to make the corrections we just heard, and then we will hopefully get the fiscal and be able to move it. So with that, I didn't open the work session. So going through, and I've got counsel here now.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I've got a whole stack of 401-1s here. And so,
No wonder your stack's so big.
Wait, 406.
I know that.
406.
Okay.
Thank you.
406 or
401? These are 401s.
So we're missing 406s, though.
Right. We're not doing anything with 401s. 406s at this point. All right. So now that I have all the council here, what we had scheduled for today, we had a number of other public hearings, It's my understanding at this point we're going to be cutting bait, meaning they are going away. And so, Bill, I'm going to make sure everything we have on page one, with the exception of 360, are ones that were still in the mold of placeholders.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
All right, so if anyone is here on the following bills, Senate Bill 357, 358, 359, 361, 362, 363, 364, as well as 431, those bills are not moving forward. They are placeholders. We have decided at this point in the lateness of the game and time that we will not be utilizing those bills, so you do not need to anticipate those bills coming forward in any form in the sense of as they are written. Clearly, any of the topics that are in there, you may see in another relating clause somewhere in the future. All right, so we got those cleared away. See how quickly we get through this stuff?
But not in the far off future, I would assume.
Well, we got House bills coming this way, and
okay.
possibly you might actually see something on one of the other bills. Who knows?
Okay, you never know.
You never know. That's exactly
true.
Right. Never say never, right? All right, so that brings us to, and if we're ready to go to the next thing we have on the agenda, which is the possible reconsideration and work session on Senate Bill 557. I'm going to let council get situated, ready. So I'm going to go ahead and open a work session regarding Senate Bill 557. The purpose for opening that up is for taking a motion for possibly reconsidering the vote that we took on passing Senate Bill 557.
Mr. Chair, I move unanimous consent to reconsider the vote by which we passed Senate Bill 557 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Vice Chair, if I may interrupt, I was given some pretty specific instructions about the motions that were required today to make sure this time we had the T's crossed and the I's dotted.
Right.
First is a motion to suspend the rules, which requires a two-thirds vote, and then the motion.
I was trying to do them in one motion. Okay.
Right.
Well, but don't you need to state the reason for...
Suspend the rules.
Yeah.
The motion to suspend the rules,
Mr.
for the
Chair,
purpose
move,
of a reason.
I move to suspend the rules for reconsideration of Senate Bill 557.
All right. Senator Cruz moves that we suspend the rules to reconsider the vote that we passed Senate Bill 557. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. All right.
So now I need to make the motion to reconsider, right?
Which you just made,
Mr.
yes.
Chair, I move that we reconsider the vote by which we moved Senate Bill 557 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves that we reconsider the vote that we took that moved Senate Bill 557 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection? So ordered. All right, so now that we're in work session regarding Senate Bill 557, it's now back before us. It's my understanding that we have all of the documentation that we needed, including not only the fiscal, but also the more latest SMS. And so does anyone have any discussion regarding the paperwork?
I have the paperwork, Mr. Chairman.
I'm glad that you do.
You have the motion?
I have.
Okay. Mr. Chair, we didn't amend this, did we?
We did not.
Yeah, we did.
We had the ones, didn't we?
You got the
council, we adopted the twos on this?
That's correct, on the 14th, and Senator Cruz's
so
objection came up when
the twos are done,
bill was pending,
so now it's a motion
okay.
with the twos.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 557 as amended by the dash two amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right, Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 557 as amended by the dash twos to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And who do we have signed as a carrier on that one?
Senator Edwards.
Yeah.
Okay,
Senator
that's
Edwards.
Correct. All right, Senator Edwards will be the carrier on this bill, and I think Senator Dingfelder would be our backup, if I remember correctly. All right, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 557. And all right, and now we're going to continue with our other work session bills. And I'm going to try to work through the agenda so we can stay in order with everyone having this paperwork. So what I'm going to do is open up a work session on combined work session on SJR 3 and SB 78.
Chair, members of the committee, SJR 3 is an amendment to Article 1, Section 44. And this relates to ill and infirm inmates. This will allow them to be released early in compassionate care. It will allow the State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision to advance the release date. You have the dash one amendments in front of you. Basically, it modifies it in response to our hearing that we had back on the 30th of March, and basically it would add the power of the State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision to advance the release date of a prisoner who is suffering from a severe mental condition, including terminal illness that has caused substantial physical or cognitive impairment or incapacity for which there is no reasonable expectation of significant improvement, or who is elderly and is permanently incapacitated into such a manner that the prisoner is unable to move from place to place without assistance of another person. That's the dash one amendments, Mr. Chairman of the committee. This and Senate Bill 78, the next bill on the agenda, are tied at the hip. They both have a prior referral to the Rules Committee. 78 would not go into effect unless SJR 3 passed. And in 78, we also have the dash one amendments. This bill would allow the Department of Corrections, the Board of Parole, and Post-Prison Supervision to release terminally ill inmates who are not otherwise eligible for release. You have the dash one amendments with you, and they basically say it suffers from a severe medical condition, including terminal illness that caused substantial physical or cognitive impairment, incapacity for which there is no reasonable expectation of significant improvement. Chairman of the committee, we have what is basically a fiscal light on both these bills because they do have a prior referral to the Rules Committee.
All right, so let's walk through this, Council, on this at this time. We had talked about these going to Rules next.
That's correct.
And I'm assuming that we do want to go ahead and adopt the amendments before we send it to Rules, or leave it to have them decide.
Chair, members of the committee, these amendments were put together as a result of the last meeting and the conversations that we had and the concerns that were expressed. I think they fleshed both.
Okay.
Both proposals out a bit more with more detail.
All right. The chair will take a motion on the amendments for each of the bills.
Chair, can we just first clarify which it's SJR 3?
SJR 3.
Right.
Okay.
This is a unique area, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senator Bonamici, in the sense that you have amendment to the Constitution because of the sentence in open court cannot be changed, and this would change that. And then 78 is the operative provision. It could impact Measure 11 sentences, so it requires a two-thirds.
I understand. Okay. But they still have to go to Rules because if they're going to be referred to the voters, they have to go through a process down there for the final attack.
Okay.
All right, so just for we can make certain everyone understands, the reason these are going to Rules is because if these are actually going to be considered by the voters, they have to go through the Rules Committee so they can be taken care of for the ballot title and all the other credentials around that.
So procedurally, we're open on two bills, but I'll just...
Yeah, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to recess the work session on Senate Bill 78.
Okay.
And so we're staying in work session on SJR 3.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendment to SJR 3.
Senator Cruz moves the dash one amendment in SJR 3. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Chair, I move SJR 3 as amended by the dash one amendment to the floor with a due adopt recommendation and a subsequent referral to the Committee on Rules.
All right, Senator Cruz moves Senate SJR 3 as amended by the dash ones to the floor with a due adopt recommendation, but with a subsequent referral, meaning to the floor, with a subsequent referral to Rules. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And so SJR 3 is now taken care of. I'll close the work session on SJR 3. I'll reopen the work session on SB 78.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment to SB 78.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash 1 amendment in Senate Bill 78. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move SB 78 as amended by the Dash 1 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to the Committee on Rules.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 78 as amended by the Dash 1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation along with the subsequent referral to the Rules Committee. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. All right, and since those are going to rules, we will not be sending any type of carriers along with those. We will close the work session on 78, and now we're going to go ahead and open up a work session.
Mr. Chair.
I just want to remind you that we have, from the first page, Senate Bill 360, the placeholder that we are using. I didn't want that to be forgotten.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and just do that now then. We'll do that now. We'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 360.
Chair, members of the committee, we adopted the Dash 3 amendments yesterday. Allows the Justice of the Peace to Court to conduct arraignments in the city that is in the county seat for a county on which the Circuit Court regularly holds court. We adopted the Dash 3 amendments. It has no expenditure. We have a fiscal showing no expenditures. So it's ready to go.
All right. So we've already adopted the Dash 3s. At this point, it appears that what we need would be a motion to send the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. So,
Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 360 as amended by the Dash 3 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 360 as amended by the Dash 3s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And Senator Johnson will be our carry on this bill since she is the one that brought the amendment to us.
Reasonable.
And I will. I'm sorry.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll go ahead and close the work session on Senate Bill 360. And now we're going to pick up with Senate Bill 420. Open up a work session on Senate Bill 420.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we're still awaiting the Dash 2 amendments. The Dash 2 amendments replace the bill, and what they would do is, as it relates to someone who's found guilty but for insanity, and goes to the state hospital, OHA, rather than the PSRB, would make the decision when to release the person. I'm anticipating receiving those amendments sometime today.
All right. So the chair will be carrying over Senate Bill 420 to tomorrow's docket on April 20th. That will be Wednesday, April 20th. Close the work session on Senate Bill 420, and we will open up a work session on Senate Bill 961. And we're opening up the work session on 961 to carry this one over until tomorrow, 420. I understand that we're still waiting for amendments on 961. And since we don't have the amendments, we can't have the other paperwork. And so that will be carried over until tomorrow. Close the work session on 961. Open work session on 963. And on this one here, we will be carrying it over as well for until tomorrow, 420. So Senate Bill 963 will be carried over until Wednesday, April 20th. And close the work session on it. And we are now going to go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill 608. And that's Drew's, and I don't think Drew's here, so...
Mr. Chair, I believe Mr. Johnston's bills 608 and 819 neither are ready for a work session.
All right, so we'll be carrying over Senate Bill 608 until tomorrow, Wednesday, April 20th. Close the work session on it, open a work session on Senate Bill 819, and we'll do the same as to carrying that bill over until 420 tomorrow. Close the work session on it. On Senate Bill 186, I'm going to open it up for the purpose of carrying that bill over until tomorrow, Wednesday, 420. Close the work session on Senate Bill 186. And open a work session on Senate Bill 346 for the purpose of carrying that bill over until tomorrow, also Wednesday, 420. Close the work session on it. And let me those marked down. Open the work session on Senate Bill 378. And Cheyenne, where are we at on this one?
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 378 is pending further amendments.
All right. So Senate Bill 378 will be carried over until tomorrow, Wednesday, April 20th. We'll close the work session on 378. So I've got some other ones that look like they're going to be carried over. I'm trying to make sure we kind of stay in order here. So let's just continue down the road that we are on. That's going to... All right, Senate Bill 408, Senate Bill...
Carryovers.
Yeah, this is going to be a carryover. These three are going to be carryovers at this point. Senate Bill 408, Senate Bill 926, Senate Bill 934. So give everyone an opportunity to mark those down. 934. All right. All right. So the three that we're carrying over at this point on Cheyenne's agenda or docket is Senate Bill 408, Senate Bill 926, Senate Bill 934. All three of those are being carried over until tomorrow, Wednesday, April 20th. Now, we're going to go ahead and get started with some that we actually can work today. I think what I'm going to do on this here is go back up. All right, so we're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 496.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Senate Bill 496 was previously heard on the 14th and yesterday the 18th. It has a dash one amendment. There's no revenue impact, minimal fiscal impact. This is the measure that authorizes a sentencing court to order a stay pending appeal. The courts apparently already have this authority but don't exercise it, and the measure was intended to provide some clarity and uniformity.
All right, and I'm sorry, I didn't hear if you said the dash one has already been adopted.
It hasn't yet been adopted.
All right, so what we need is a motion on the dash one amendments for 496. And let everyone get a chance to get...
Mr. Chair, move things along. I'll move the dash one amendment to 496.
All right, Senator Cruz moves the dash one amendment into 496. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Senator 496 to the floor with as amended by the dash ones, which will be passed recommendation.
All right, Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 496 as amended by the dash ones to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion, Senator Wissett first.
Thank you. Question to counsel on the, does the dash one amendment correct the Department of Justice's concern regarding the shall release phraseology?
I'm sorry, Senator Wissett. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I couldn't hear.
Yeah, the question is on the dash ones.
Cheyenne, I'll lean closer to my telephone here if you'll lean closer to yours. Does the dash one amendment alleviate the Department of Justice's concern regarding the shall release phraseology?
Mr. Chair, Senator Whitsitt, I can't guarantee that. I put out an inquiry to the Department of Justice with a copy of the dash one and have yet to...
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I can't confirm that. I've made an inquiry with the Department of Justice to ask if their concerns were addressed, but haven't received a response. It's my understanding that they do.
There's apparently some people itching to answer the question.
All right. Why don't we do this? I have two people running up here that wants to answer the question. So we have two lifelines. Please come forward. So for the record, please.
Thank you, Chair Przanski.
Hopefully we'll get the message the same from both.
Hopefully, yes. Members of the committee, Gail Meyer on behalf of the Criminal Defense Lawyers Association. In answer to your concern, Senator Witt, that the Dash 1's amendment do have permissive language in there, and they were just reviewed by Ms. Seville in the back of the room, and she indicated that, to me, she indicated that DOJ has no objection to the bill as amended.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth Kushwa for the Oregon District Attorneys Association. Senator, the Department of Justice is in agreement with the Dash 1 amendments.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions? Don't leave yet. We may have need another lifeline. All right, no other questions. Thank you all very much for coming forward. Chair will entertain the motion. We got it. So any other discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And let's see.
Senator Bonamici's bill, Mr. Chair.
I was going to say, I think this is going to be her bill to carry anyway, so that's a good thing. All right, Senator Bonamici, if you'll be so kind to carry 496.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We'll close the work session on 496, and we'll open up a work session on 616.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Senate Bill 616 was previously heard on March 17th and yesterday, the 18th. The Dash 5 amendment is ready. There's no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact. This is the measure that allows a court to include animals within the scope of a protective order that's issued pursuant to the Family Abuse Prevention Act. The amendments were generated in an attempt to narrow the applicability of the measure to pets, and I believe the Dash 5s is the iteration that is agreed to by Senator Whitsitt and the proponent of the measure, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. So I'm going to wait and see.
You said the dash 3 or dash 4 or the dash 5.
What is the dash 5? All right, I'm going to do this. Why don't we go ahead and, for discussion purposes, move the Dash 5s. I'm trying to think who's here. We have an issue as to whether the Dash 5s actually represent what the parties had agreed to. So, Scott, why don't you come forward? And we're in a work session, so before we take any motions, let's talk about the Dash 5s. When Senator Whitsitt and I last talked, he was fine with the 2s or the 3s. So what are the 5s?
Chair Przanski, members of the committee, the Dash 5s I picked up myself yesterday, I did not have any role in preparing these.
I need you to put your name on the record.
I'm sorry. Scott Beckstead, Senior Oregon Director for the Humane Society of the United States.
You don't claim the Dash 5s?
We would be in support of the Dash 5s if it will get the bill moved out of committee. I have spoken.
Oh, don't panic. We have 2 days left. So.
Yeah. I have spoken with Senator Whitsitt and his staff, who's been very gracious in working with me and very much appreciated. And I think that the question was, can we refine the language so that parties are not litigating title to large commercial livestock operations in FAPA proceedings? Of course, that was never the intent.
Here's what the chair is going to do. We're carrying over.
We agree on the Dash 4, if you want to go over the Dash 4. But Dash 5, I don't think we'd have to have a long conversation about, but the Dash 4 is fine with me.
All right.
Dash
4s.
Can I see?
Chair, members of the committee, I don't have access to a Dash 4. I have 2, 3, and 5.
All right, so this is what we're doing. We're carrying over Senate Bill 616 until tomorrow, April 20th. That's Wednesday, April 20 has 616.
Chair, what is the genesis of the Dash 5? It certainly isn't with me, and it certainly isn't with Scott. So where did it come from?
Well, we're going to find that out.
Thank you.
You betcha. All right, so we're closing the work session on 616, and hopefully we'll have answers to the mystery question of the Dash 5s, and at least know where we stand. And I guess the question for council, if we come back, do we have the fiscals for the Dash 4s, if you...
If the member who requested the Dash 4s, Mr. Chair, releases them to the committee, I can make that request.
All right, and then you have the Dash 3s in your possession?
Correct. And 2s, 3s, and 5s, Mr. Chair.
All right, and did you have the fiscals on the 3s done?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
So they're ready to go?
Yes.
All right, so we have a fallback, but in between now and tomorrow, let's see if we can't figure out anything else on the 4s or the 5s. All right, so we close the work session. If I haven't, I'll close it again on 616.
Double closed.
Double closed. That's carried over. We'll open up the work session on Senate Bill 619.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 619 was previously heard on March the 7th, April the 14th. There was a Dash 1 amendment that removes retroactivity and exempts Oregon Department of Transportation projects. As to that Dash amendment, there's no revenue impact and no fiscal impact. This is a measure that allows for a condemnation agreement with certain rights for each of the parties. That would make the exemption for Oregon Department of Transportation projects make more sense. This allows a right of repurchase to all or part of the property if the property is not used for a public purpose within 10 years to the original owner, and it specifies a reasonable amount of time for the condemner to use or to use within 10 years for that waiver of the right of repurchase.
All right.
Had we moved the Dash 1s?
No.
We had not. Mr. Chair, I moved the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 619.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash 1 amendments in the Senate Bill 619. Discussion. Objection. So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 619 as amended by the Dash 1s to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 619 as amended by the Dash 1s to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I have some concerns about this, and so I'm going to be a no. I might change my mind by the time it gets to the floor, but I just want to make that.
Okay, fair enough. Any other comments? Any objections besides Senator Bonamici? It passes. And Senator Cruz or Senator Westhead, either of you would like to carry this one?
I'll never.
Senator Cruz will be the carrier on 619. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 619. And we will open a work session on Senate Bill 734.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Dash 1 fiscal is still pending on 734.
All right, so we'll carry over Senate Bill 734. Until tomorrow, Wednesday, April 20th. And on Senate Bill 783, we'll be carrying that bill over until tomorrow, April 20th. So 783 is carried over. And then we're on to 740. How's that? And that looks like it's ready to go, so I'll open up the work session at 7:40.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 740 was previously heard on March 28th. There's no revenue impact, no fiscal impact, no subsequent referral. This requires a description of the real property to include the street address, if there is one, for properties that are sold pursuant to a writ of execution.
All right, and so on 7:40, we're ready to move it.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 740 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 740 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And does anyone want to volunteer, or I'll take this one if no one...
It's your bill.
No, it is. Senator Wissett will be the carrier on 740. I figure I'm going to be carrying a few others.
You just might.
Yeah, I'm assuming. All right. And let's see. That moves us to 874. All right. Let me make sure we got this one right. All right. Senate Bill 784 is not going to be worked. 874, excuse me, is not going to be worked. So we will now move on to Senate Bill 926. open up the work session on 9th. Okay, that one's carried over. Next one's carried over. Okay. So, Cheyenne?
874 is carried over.
No, 874 is not being heard, and I have not carried it over.
Okay.
All right. So, in other words, I think this says it's dead. All right.
Just to clarify.
Yeah. That one's gone. Okay, and we already took care of the other two being carried over. That was under Cheyenne's. So now I'm going to move into Senate bills. Before I do that, let me see. Aaron's. Okay, 69. And I think that one's got to be.
That's a carryover.
Senate bill 69 is carried over until tomorrow, Wednesday, April 20th. And. Open up a work session on 376. That's going to be carried over again till tomorrow, 4:20, Wednesday. Close the work session on 376. Open the work session on 382. And that one's also being carried over until tomorrow, Wednesday, April 20th.
382
is being carried over. I'm going to go ahead and close the work session on it. I'm going to mark my page so I make sure I'm on board. And 399 is not being worked. That's another dead.
Dead, okay.
All right. So now we're on to page 4 of the agenda. We'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 401.
Carry.
And that one's being carried over until tomorrow, 4:20. Close the work session on it. Open the work session on 402.
Place over.
And
402. 401.
Right. Okay. All right. So Senate Bill 402, Senate Bill 403, Senate Bill 404, all three of those are not being worked. All right. 402, 403, and 404. They are gone.
You're lightening our load for tomorrow.
You betcha. I mean, well, Senator Whitsitt was saying he had almost a workers' comp on how many files they had to carry. So I don't want them to know. I don't want the chair to be liable for this. I want to make sure my burden's lessened, too. All right. All right. So Senate Bill 414 is being carried over. I understand the parties are working away diligently. So hopefully they can make our deadline by Thursday. So that will be carried over. Senate Bill 414, I'll open the work session. We'll carry that over until Wednesday, 4:20. Close the work session on 414. And Senate Bill 504 is open for the purpose of carrying it over until tomorrow, 4:20. And we'll close the work session on 504. And I think we've...
That's 16.
All right, so Senate Bill 516 looks like it's ready to go, so we're going to open up the work session on 516.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, 516 has to do with the rate of interest.
Oh. I'm sorry. Go ahead and say it. I'm going to carry it.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Now. Yeah. 516 and 524, both of those are being carried over until tomorrow. Those were ones that I talked to leadership on, so I told them I'd carry them over.
Okay.
So 516 and 524 are carried over until tomorrow, Wednesday, 4:20, closing the work session that was open on 516, but 524 is also being carried over.
That's where the two we are ready.
Sorry.
That's okay.
All right. So
carry the remainder.
All right, so remainder under, on page 4, Senate Bill 415, Senate Bill 424, Senate Bill 761, and 763. Those four bills will be carried over until tomorrow, 4:20. And write those down.
You have a chance to get the paperwork caught up.
Tell me about it. All right.
I was going to say,
all right, so before we close for the day, I want to make sure we did everything we needed to do. And Pam, I don't know if you were following as to you get everything covered.
You did.
All right.
I had the scorecard.
Yeah, I've got mine. It looks like we've got a lot of 420s.
About Thursday night. Oh.
there's a party.
Okay. All right. So everyone who's here and that's listening, our plan tomorrow, because of how we post it, we are here again tomorrow starting at 8:30. On Wednesday, because of the potentials we have, we will start at 7:30 in the morning on Thursday.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow is 8:30. That's the 20th. Thursday, the 21st, we start at 7:30. And also realize we have posted for a possible continuation of the committee into the evening. And so we've tentatively set for 5:15. The chair hopes that we will have all of the paperwork in place when we are here Thursday morning, and we can take care of all of the stuff we need to take care of then. If not, then we will more than likely will be recessing until 5:15 or shortly thereafter, depending on where Environment and Natural Resources Committee is at, because that goes to fine, and health care, to make sure we have everyone here that we need to have here. With that said, I think that takes care of everything for today. Thank you for your patience, and we'll see those who are still looking at bills that are being carried over tomorrow, Wednesday, April 20th. Thank you.